Well, good morning. It's the Dan Gaffney program. Let's see if we can work this out. Help me work something out here. The Delaware State Police have posted a photo of a woman they're trying to find who she rented stuff from a rent-a-center, and now they can't find her. And she's wanted for felony theft. Here's what it says. The Delaware State Police are seeking the public's assistance in attempting to locate a 42-year-old woman, Nakia Underdew. That's her name. That's not how much she owes the rent-a-center. That's actually her name, Underdew. Wanted for felony theft of rental property, Underdew has failed to make payments on several items from a rent-a-center in Newark, Delaware, resulting in the loss of thousands of dollars. The state police are taking a beating from a lot of people for this posting. They're saying, since when? I don't want to paraphrase. Let me just read a couple of comments. 400 comments on the Delaware State Police website. Here's someone who says, wow, so is defaulting on credit card debt now felony theft as well? I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying it doesn't seem like theft unless other forms of defaulting on bills is also theft. You also ask about bankruptcy. You know, that's the biggest theft of all. You know, and here's someone with another comment. This is Mike commenting to the Delaware State Police. Again, woman rented stuff from Rent-A-Center, owes them thousands of dollars. She's not making payments on the stuff she rented from Rent-A-Center. There's a lot of anti-Rent-A-Center comments here. A lot of people apparently don't like Rent-A-Center for some reason. This is why I'm bringing it up. Maybe you can help me out. Can you walk us through this? Let's figure this out here. Here's Mike's post. To the police, he says, this post is trash. Why are you doing Rent-A-Center's bidding, Delaware State Police? They had $2.6 billion in revenue last year with hundreds of millions of that being profit. There's no need to put her on blast like this. Let the company use their billions to go through the legal process. This is not what law enforcement should be doing. Now, does this person have a point? Seems like a collection issue, doesn't it? In one sense, it seems more like a civil collection issue, right? Person rented a bunch of stuff from Rent-A-Center. They're not paying. I don't know where they are. I'm putting her on collections, and you go from there. So be it. On the other hand, if the woman rented stuff and then took off or defrauded, you know, said she lived somewhere where she didn't or whatever, then I could see the police thinking, well, this is straight up theft. This is more than just defaulting on a bill. She rented stuff fraudulently. We can't find her. Do you think that the Delaware State Police are doing Rent-A-Center's bidding here? Or do you think it does rise to the level of a felony crime? The Delaware State Police seeking the public's assistance in locating a 42-year-old woman who has not made payments on several items from a Rent-A-Center. 302-839-1059. Here's someone named Jen saying to the Delaware State Police, this feels wrong. Here's someone else. People have no clue on what's going on, but I'm sure Rent-A-Center can be beaten for charging five times the amount of something's worth. Predatory lenders have some of these commenters upside down and inside out with some of their belongings. Hmm. 302-839-1059. Here's someone who asked this question. Can we all agree that a financial debt to a private business should not be considered a crime? Exactly what kind of government and judicial system do we have where missing payments gets your mugshot out there, you know, from the police? Let's take some calls and help me through this, okay? I'm reading a lot of critiques of the police for looking for this person. Yes, hello.
I'm a 25-year retired police officer, and people are confused on this. It's the only time they do the warrants is when the property can't be retrieved, which means they either sold the property if they rent it or they fled with the property if they rent it.
That's right.
It's not just because they missed payments.
Right. Well, in their words, she has failed to make payments on several items.
That's that's the way it's worded for it. But
that's what the police said.
Right, but I mean, the general public thinks just because they missed a payment, it's because they can't go and repossess the property back.
Okay, and is that the police's job to do Rent-A-Center's bidding? They're asking. You know, online they're asking.
Yeah, of course. No, I mean, law enforcement doesn't go and repossess the items, but like, say they rented a washer or a dryer. And Rent-A-Center goes back to get it, and it's no longer there, that at that point it becomes theft because there's no item to recover.
I see.
Renting a car. If you rent a car and they go to get, you don't return the car back, it's theft.
All right. Listen, thank you so much. And they're looking for the woman, so she probably did, as you said, probably moved away or took the stuff and ran, or, you know, took the money and run, as they said. Delaware 1059, good morning. Great call, by the way. 302-839-1059. You're on the air. What do you think?
Yeah, Dan, is debtor's prison making a comeback in this country?
Okay. Meaning what? She defaulted just like anybody would default on a credit card or what have you, right?
Yeah, that's kind of like a really blurred line. I thought that, like, debtor's prison was outlawed a century or so ago. And well, now we're.
What about the law enforcement guy? Look, we just heard from a law enforcement officer who said, you know, if they can't repossess the stuff or they don't know where she is, that's why it's considered theft. Like, if she doesn't have the items anymore.
Yeah, I know. I get that. I just thought there was probably more pressing problems the police should probably concentrate on versus what Rent-A-Center, you know.
Right. Well, look. Yeah, that's fine. Your opinion, it seems like, as I look at these comments, is shared by hundreds of people. Thank you so much. Here's someone else. Rent-A-Center. This the problem of the day. Loads of people are in default with Rent-A-Center. And then this person, again, this is an anti-Rent-A-Center comment from somebody online, Penny. Rent-A-Center has been taking advantage of the poor for years and years. It's almost like they want to get ripped off. Sounds more like a civil suit than a criminal suit. How about the state of Delaware holding people's tax refunds at Christmas time and when people are hungry because the state claims they're behind issuing refunds, blah, blah, blah. She's tying in a lot of other issues. Here's someone else. Georgie Ann said, this is a joke, right? Police say it's so. Delaware State Police. 302-839-1059. Your thoughts. On one hand, when people steal from retail stores and make theft from businesses, we certainly want them held accountable. Is it different with Rent-A-Center? I don't know. You're on the air. Hi, Michael.
Hey, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey, I agree with this 1,000% that they did this. In the restaurant industry, I mean, you walk out on your check, you're going to become famous. You're going to be a social media superstar, and you're going to be held accountable for theft services.
Right.
And the police will get you and will arrest you. You know, so what's the difference? A lot of people seem to forget that retail is retail, no matter what type of business it is. So you just can't pick and choose. And as far as Rent-A-Center goes, I mean, I'll be the first one to tell you, I like Rent-A-Center. I've used them many times in the past. Most recently, I didn't know if I really wanted one of those e-bikes. And they had an e-bike there, and I went and I bought it from them. You know, just I actually rented it for like 2 weeks to see if I liked it. I really liked it. So then I bought it, and it actually ended up being only $75 more than if I bought it outright. So I just bought it, you know, same day as cash, same as cash. So I don't have any issues with that. Some people love them, you know, some people don't. Of course you're going to pay a premium if you pay the, you know, rental fee all the way through, but what don't you pay a premium if you pay the rental fee all the way through? You pay a mortgage and you pay a premium if you pay it all the way through.
Do you think some of these negative comments are because people have the opinion, maybe wrongly, that Rent-A-Center is some sort of predatory operation? And
I mean, I'm sure they do. I mean, I'm sure they do. And frankly, you know, to speak bluntly, I'm sure people have a negative opinion of it is because they might even be people that have done it and not paid something through Rent-A-Center. And they feel that, oh, don't come down on us because, you know, we're having a hard time or something. I mean, people aren't even paying their rent. And if they get put on blast, they're getting upset. Oh, we couldn't afford our rent because of COVID or whatever. You know, I'm just throwing out stuff, but.
And so you think it, like, look, the law enforcement type guy they called at the beginning of this said it clearly. If you rent a car from Enterprise Rent-A-Car and then you don't return it and they can't find you, that's going to be theft, right? It's not just you're defaulting on payments.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, and I'll tell you, Dan, if you ever want an interesting thing, go into a Rent-A-Center and ask them to look at their merchandise, because a lot of times these people rent things and then they don't pay on it for a long time and they have to go back. These guys have to recollect it and the stuff's damaged. I mean, you'll have, you know, big dents in the front of refrigerators and all this stuff, and Rent-A-Center can't do anything about it.
Right. That's part of their business model. It's a risk they take, right, by this kind of sales, I would think. It's not right, but it is a risk they take. Are the police doing Rent-A-Center's bidding if Rent-A-Center cannot now find the stuff this woman rented?
Well, I mean, you know, again, I use a restaurant as an example. If you walk out, we put your face on social media. But the police will have, hey, we are looking for this. Look at hawkers. You pay them with a bad check. What do? They put your name
over
their billboard.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, thanks for the call, Michael. Let's go to Mike in Lewis on this topic. Good morning, Mike. A lot of people are critical of the Delaware State Police. I'm looking at hundreds of comments here, people putting them on blast because they're looking for this woman, in their words, who has, quote, failed to make payments on several residential items to the Rent-A-Center in Newark, Delaware. You're on the air. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Well, you know, the police want them for something else besides the Rent-A-Center stuff.
Well, are they lying to us?
Well, they're not saying what else they're looking for them for, because everybody knows Rent-A-Center can write that off.
Say that at all. The police don't say that at all. They don't say she has outstanding warrants or anything. They're just saying they want her for the theft of the Rent-A-Center stuff.
I understand that, but the police don't always tell them everything.
Are you telling me they're putting out on a notice to the public that's untrue?
Well, whatever they're doing, I'm sure they want them for something else besides the Rent-A-Center thing, because they wouldn't just go after him for if it was just the Rent-A-Center thing.
You don't think they would?
True.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Because Rent-A-Center just writes it off and moves on.
Huh.
So they want them for something else.
Interesting. Okay, Mike, thank you so much. I don't know why they don't say what they want her for then. You know what? Just say that. 302-839-1059. Let's read some of our comments coming in on the Delmarva Allstate agent Paul Sarnak talker text line. Here's someone who says, top of the morning, Dan. The Delaware State Police will do whatever the governor and politicians tell them to do. They are bureaucrats, plain and simple, with the authority to kill on sight and arrest for whatever they seem fit. Let's get rid of the Delaware State Police and go back to sheriffs and deputies for local jurisdictions. Next text. Pam from Towns End. Good morning, Dan. The resources of the state police are thin enough. Is this where the public needs our law enforcement spending their time? Question mark. Next, text Joe. Sounds like we don't know all the facts on the case, but on face value, I agree with the officer that called in. And thank you, Joe from Roxana. Thanks for your thoughts. Look, it's 302-839-1059. All right. Who would ever think? I would never have dreamed, really, on its surface, that the police looking for someone who stole from a retail store would ever be being defended. But I started looking into this, and there are hundreds of comments critical of the Delaware State Police because they put a mugshot, if you will, a wanted picture, probably your driver's license photo or something. They're looking for a woman who it says failed to make payments on several residential items to a rent-a-center in Newark, resulting in the loss of thousands of dollars. They're looking for a woman named Nakia Underdew. She's underdue on her payments, allegedly. All subjects innocent till proven guilty. They're calling for information regarding the whereabouts of this person. And the state police say contact Troop 6, and they give a corporal's number, and they also say you can call 911. That's what it says. That's what it says. If you know where the woman who didn't make payments on her rent-a-center items is, you can phone 911. That's literally what it says from the Delaware State Police. Appropriate or not appropriate for the police to do? I'm asking because I'm looking at hundreds of comments who are critical of the police. Here's another one. When the blank did a lease turn criminal? It's civil after money exchanges hands, the same as a car note or a mortgage payment. Here's someone else on the other side of the coin. It's insane that anyone thinks what she did is okay. Well, I don't think they're saying it's okay. What they're saying is it perhaps is not a police matter. It should be a civil matter. You know, if she's defrauding and stealing from rental center, though, that's clearly criminal. Delaware 1059, walk me through this. What is your thinking? Good morning. Hello. Right,
good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. It's Bill the Welder. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Welcome to Biden's America, I think, where you can be locked up for not paying on a refrigerator from Rent-A-Center. You'd be locked up for that, but you get out of jail, you get with no bail for murdering somebody. It's truly amazing. I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I agree with the Mike guy that, you know, if you rent something and you stayed out on it, you owe the people.
That's right.
Like you said, retail is retail, you know.
Right. Bill the Welder, as we approach 6 o'clock. More of your calls coming up. Also, the Big Six at 6. 6 big things you need to know to start your day coming up.
I'm Eric Sharp, Delaware 1059.
Today is Jake Booth Day at Delaware 1059. Send Jake Booth a text or make a phone call and wish him a happy day. All right, time for the Big Six at 6. 6 big things you need to know to start your day. Brought to you by DryZone, your complete source for crawl space encapsulation, basement waterproofing, finishing, and foundation repair. 6 big things you need to know. Big thing number one, yes, as you just heard in the news, actually, a second death in that near head-on collision on Minos-Conaway Road, a road that many people are telling me, even though they've dropped the speed limit and marked it appropriately and tried to make improvements, the heavily traveled road, or the road is getting more and more heavily traveled, and people are going way too fast on Minos-Conaway Road. Anyway, second person died. The 104-year-old woman that was in the car with the 73-year-old woman that died also died. So that's 2 deaths and several injuries. Just an update. She actually died on the 11th. We did not have that information yesterday morning when we were first talking about one death. We learned that after showtime yesterday. So we put that on big thing number one today. Big thing number two. There are only three states in the United States where you're not allowed to order wine and have it delivered to you. Delaware is one of them. Delaware does not allow, like most of the bulk of the nation, they do not allow direct-to-consumer wine shipping. Some Republicans in Delaware, Mike Smith, for instance, wants to bring up legislation again to change that. House Bill 210 would have allowed wineries to ship up to three cases, 9-liter cases, to a single home and 1,800 statewide each year. The bill passed the Delaware House Economic Committee after a 10-month wait in March of 2022, but it never got a vote. They're going to bring the bill back. Here are the three states: Delaware, Utah, and Mississippi ban the sale. Currently, Delaware wine sales must follow this pattern of distribution where it goes to distributors first, then wholesalers, then retailers. And I guess to protect that setup, Delaware has said no to this. Some lawmakers have said no. Now, a winery, you can have wine delivered from an out-of-state winery, but you have to place the order in person and can't be delivered by FedEx or UPS. Currently. So anyway, they want to change that and make it like the rest of the country where you can buy wine, join a wine club or something, and have wine shipped to you. Does that surprise you that we're only one of three states? 302-839-1059, big thing number three. An environmental group is pushing for a reduction in boat speed limits off the coast to 10 knots for boats 35 feet and over. Oceana filed a petition. That's the name of the group. Filed a petition with the Secretary of Commerce last week asking for immediate action. And they want this to cover most of the East Coast out 90 nautical miles. From November through May. Why? Why? They say to protect the right whale. It's an endangered species of whale. We believe there are only 300 or so of these things left, but I don't know how we know that, but hey, that's what we believe. So imagine having a sport boat that's 35 feet. You could only go 10 knots. Or you're like a commercial fisherman. You got a bigger boat. A lot of commercial fishermen and other fishermen are saying it's just making our job dangerous and more costly. And what are you doing? We've been out here fishing forever. We've never even encountered a right whale, let alone, hit one, So anyway, that's a little nautical news for you. The FTX guy has been arrested. Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF. The former CEO of FTX was arrested in the Bahamas last night on criminal charges. They're set to be extradited to the United States and face federal charges. They're supposed to open the sealed indictment this morning. The New York Times says the criminal charges include wire fraud conspiracy, securities fraud conspiracy, and money laundering. This arrest caps the stunning fall from grace for this 30-year-old guy whose crypto exchange, FTX, was once considered the most reputable and secure parts of the whole ecosystem of the crypto world. It's like the crypto banker guy. More will come this morning on that. Gas station heroin. Gas station heroin is a nickname for some products that are being sold at gas stations under the name Zaza Red and TD Red. It's some sort of, have you heard about this, by the way? Have you heard about gas station heroin? That's a street nickname that some people have given. It's being sold as a supplement at gas stations across the United States. It is not approved for medical use by the FDA, but people, you know, gas stations are always selling something weird, right? The convenience stores, these independent convenience stores are always selling something strange. People who use it say it acts like an opioid. And people are taking it like to ease the withdrawal symptoms from opioid. It's called tianeptine. Tianeptine? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. But it has trade names like TD Red or Zaza Red. It's in a little supplement bottle. The antidepressant marketed as a dietary supplement that is commonly apparently sold in gas stations across the United States. A handful of southern and midwestern states, according to Vice, a handful of southern and midwestern states have banned the drug, but the Poison Control Center says calls over the substance continues to rise. Be aware. Is this right or wrong in your opinion? Big thing number six. Guy butchers a deer right in front of a middle school.
Lots of Pennsylvania hunters came out of the woods with a deer, including one Greensburg man. Lucas Smith got his buck and decided to butcher it at home in front of a school.
Lucas Smith says he bagged this buck earlier this week, and since then it's been hanging from a tree in the front yard of where he lives, which is right across from Greensburg Salem Middle School. Now, what Smith's doing is perfectly legal, but right. He's got some neighbors questioning where he chose to process and butcher the buck.
This is a common procedure. You might want to do your own butchering and hoist that thing up and go to it. I guess he did it in the front yard, and it's across the street from a school. Here are some neighbors. Oh, man. Here are some neighbors.
Grandchild right down the street, and I think it would really upset him to see a gutted deer hanging upside down in a yard.
My dad really? And my brothers are hunters, so I have no problem with it.
Really? Do you think the kid that's upset, does he get upset when he sees hunks of animals in plastic at the grocery store, in the meat department? I mean, is that upsetting him as well? Lucas Smith, here he is. He's the hunter who lives across the street from the school.
I feel terrible about doing it in front of the school. I do. This is where I live. I have no other choice. I have no other trees in my yard, you know. If I did, I would be doing it there.
Yeah. So get off my case, basically. I feel bad about him. It's the only tree I have, apparently. All right. What do you think of that? Six big things you need to know. If you have a wet basement or problems with a damp, humid crawl space, Dry Zone can create a custom solution for you. Sagging floors, you don't have to live with that. Sinking concrete, they can fix it. Dry Zone can protect your home in so many ways. And if you need more living space, DryZone can finish your basement and garage with materials designed to stand up to high humidity environments. You need to use that if you're finishing a basement. Contact DryZone. DryZone offers you a no-cost, no-obligation inspection. Visit them online at DryZone.com. They'll show you all the different products they have. and different solutions for a variety of problems. Dry Zone is your complete source for crawl space encapsulation, basement waterproofing, and finishing and foundation repair. Well, the best bargains of the season are on getithalfoff.com, and today's countdown to Christmas deal is from Benvenuto in Milford. Keep listening. Just before 9 a.m. today, we'll tell you about their holiday half-off deal, which hits the website getithalfoff.com today at 9 o'clock. And good morning. I'm glad you've called the Dan Gaffney program. You are live. Hi.
Good morning, Dan. How are you? I'm going to have to stay anonymous because of what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
But in the past year, I've gotten wine delivered to my house at least 3 times.
And is that because it just works, or how do you do it?
I was actually surprised to hear what you said, that it was Delaware is one of the 3 states you cannot. I order wine online, and it comes, and they do require an over 21 signature, but other than that, I've had no issues.
And it's an out-of-state winery?
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
And it's all done online.
There you
and
go.
If I may, when I was growing up, I went to a small Catholic school, and Aramon Sr. every year took a deer and hung it in the back of the schoolyard, and the nuns would actually take us over to see Father's hunt.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it makes sense. That's awesome.
Yeah, not a problem.
Thank you so much. All right. Anyone else skirting the system in some way? Good. Maybe they just don't know what they're doing is supposedly illegal. I don't think it's your fault. 302-839-1059. Our telephone number, that's 302-839-1059. You can sound off, speak out, and be heard. That's a great call. Thank you. Anonymous caller. Yes. We can hear from you. All right. East Coast Plumbing and Heating. Have you heard me talk about them? We know about East Coast Plumbing. It's also East Coast Plumbing, Heating, and Air. That's right. East Coast Plumbing does heating and air conditioning. And they're proudly serving the Delmarva area this winter. So if you have any heat problem, furnace problem, of course, frozen or broken pipes, when that comes up, water heater isn't working. Water heater issue, backed up drain line, anything relating to plumbing or heating, you're going to contact Delmarva's top service provider. It's East Coast Plumbing, Heating, and Air. They pride themselves on putting the serve in customer service. East Coast Plumbing, Heating, and Air will give you a free plumbing inspection. Plus, they have on-time service. They're licensed and insured, and you need that, of course, qualified technicians in Maryland and Delaware. Upfront pricing, 100% satisfaction, 2-year warranty. So if it's cold outside and your heat's not running, pick up the phone and call East Coast Plumbing, Heating and Air. 302-875-2808. 302-875-2808. Here's the online site for them, eastcoastplumbing247.com. eastcoastplumbing247.com. All right. Love talking about our plumbing advertiser. And you're on the Dan Gaffney program. Hi.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Wonderful. Good to hear you, sir.
This is Jim with American Legion Riders.
Yes, Jim.
And we have a special invitation for anyone with a motorcycle that would like to join a police-escorted ride on Friday morning to bring the truckload of wreaths to the Veterans Cemetery in Millsboro.
And so where would motorcyclists go to be a part of this ride? What do you want them to do?
They would need to show up at Purdue Stadium in Salisbury at 8:30, and we have kickstands up at 9:00. And we arrive at the cemetery approximately 10:30.
And then volunteers will take it from there, right, with the laying of the wreaths? Is that how that works?
That would be the next day. That would be on Saturday.
Well, if you want to be a part of this escorted ride, the American Legion Riders, I remember you guys talking, Jim, about this last year. It's a worthy event to mention and a good opportunity for motorcyclists to get out and do an early morning Friday ride. I think it's a great thing.
Yes, and we have been told that Channel 16 will cover it with Chopper 16. Mike Lewis, sheriff of Wicomico County, is on board. His police officers and his motormen are part of the escort, then Millsboro Police, and then Delaware State Police.
It's going to be a cool ride. Be at the Purdue Stadium in Salisbury at 8:30, and you'll make your way to Millsboro, right?
Yes, sir. And every one of us are proud to do this for our veterans.
I can imagine that. And we're proud of you. Thank you, Jim. Call me later in the week if you want to do another reminder.
I would appreciate you mentioning it, all right, and I'll give you a call.
Thank you, Jim. That's Jim with the American Legion Riders. Good information on the Dan Gaffney program. High at 620.
1044, and then wind and rain on Thursday. High Thursday, 53. I'm Steve Williams in the Delaware 105.9 Weather Center.
Coming up on the Mike Gallagher Show, an alarming new report suggests Russia and Iran have strengthened their military alliance. That and more on the next Mike Gallagher Show.
This morning at 9 here on Delaware 105.9.
Here's a text message. Dan, what about the return of the space shuttle? What? Are you talking about the Artemis 1 capsule splashed down over the weekend? I guess a successful trip around the moon. Is that what you're talking about? Next text on the Big 6 at 6. How about buying tobacco? When are they going to change that? All right. Next text says, Dan, be careful. There are a lot of possums out this morning. Andrew in Long Neck. You know, that's why you listen to the Dan Gaffney program, isn't it? You're getting, like, real-life news you can use. If you're out driving this morning, someone says, be careful. There are a lot of possums out. All right. It's just maybe it's mating season for possums. Maybe the moon is right. The possums are feeling frisky. You don't want to hit one. Or at least maybe I don't think you do. Next text on the guy butchering a deer at his house. No big deal. But people made it a big deal because it's across the street from a middle school. Oh, and here's somebody who said this little snowflake wouldn't see the deer because he's watching a bloody, gory video game. All right. Next step. You think gutting a deer is traumatic? You should try making scrapple, it says. That's what it says. Next text. Sam Bankman-Fried didn't do anything the Joe Biden family hasn't done. Anita says, thank you for the possum update. You see? There you go. I'm glad you appreciate it. Speaking of appreciating things, I just want to say I run into listeners in public all the time, and I always appreciate it, and I just thank you for saying something when we're out. Yesterday, I was in a Walmart in the pet food aisle. A quick run into the pet food aisle, and a man approached me and said, hello, Dan Gaffney, and we met and shook hands. This man said he has been a listener of this show for decades. Sir, thank you for your kind words. This guy, you were so complimentary. I don't know if you know this, but I almost teared up when I left. You were just so kind and nice and said such nice things in such a sincere way about your listening to this program and enjoying the program. It touched me. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for the nice words. That's all. Next text. Delmarva Allstate agent Paul Sarnak talk or text line. Maybe Grandpa should teach Junior where food comes from. Okay, here's the guy. One of the neighbors did not like, I'm sure more than one neighbor, but here is one of the neighbors that did not like the man butchering the deer in his front yard.
Grandchild right down the street, and I think it would really upset him to see a gutted deer hanging upside down in the yard.
Okay, well, all right. Delaware 1059 629. You're on the air everywhere. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Dan. How you doing?
I'm great. Ron, what's happening?
Yo, so I heard about the wine thing. I don't drink wine, but here's something really interesting. Recently, I purchased a very expensive bottle of scotch for my father, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was counterfeit.
Wow.
And I did research. And 40% of the top shelf scotch this area is counterfeit.
How did you find out it was counterfeit?
Well, okay, so most people that collect the bottle, like really expensive, we're talking like $5,000 and up, right? They will have the cork carbon dated and a few other tests, and it's like an insurance policy. Mm-hmm. However, this bottle that I got, it was a 21-year-old, what was the brand? I don't know, the Glenfiddich or something like that. And I could tell by the way that it tasted that it was not a 21-year-old scotch. It was maybe a 10 or a 12. It was not as smooth. Like 18-year-old scotch that we had the month prior was a lot smoother than the 21, and that shouldn't be that. It should be the other way around.
What'd you pay for that bottle, ballpark?
$400.
Yeah, $400 at a store, at a shop.
Yeah, and it wasn't around here. It was in Elkton, Maryland. And I asked them who their distributors were, and it's
Okay, hold on 1 second. Hey, Ron, this is very fascinating to me. Hold the line 1 minute. I have to take a 1 minute pause. But I'll be right back with you. So hang on for 1 minute. Dan Gaffney, Morning Show time, 6:31.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Ron is on the phone. Bought a top shelf bottle of scotch. He could tell by the taste. This isn't no 21-year-old scotch. It's nothing like what we've had before. And did some research. How did you figure out that this particular bottle was suspected as being counterfeit?
I could just tell by the taste. I could tell by the taste. I said, I've been scammed, and I started doing research on it, and go ahead, just type in counterfeit scotch and search it. It's pretty rampant right now.
Yeah, I just did. I just did during the break, and there are supposedly, once you become educated, there's some ways you're supposed to be able to tell before you open it.
Yeah, the bottle, usually the number is supposed to be on the bottle if you don't have that. And what some people will do is they will take an older piece of cork and put it in. It gets really complicated. I don't know how they do it. There's some telltale signs that you could tell on the box that it comes in. And I had no idea. I mean,
yeah, I had no idea either. I didn't know this either. This is very interesting to me.
Yeah, if you go to, so their distributor was out of Baltimore. So, you know, there's a liquor store near where I live that always sells good stuff. And their distributor is in Delaware, but doesn't go through Baltimore. So, I don't know. I went back to the store and I said, hey, that scotch I bought for you guys was counterfeit. And the liquor store owner was very concerned about that. I didn't say this in front of the customers and all because he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He probably had no idea. He's just trying to make a buck, you know.
And he's probably getting ripped off, too. If it's counterfeit, he's getting ripped off, too, probably.
Oh, absolutely. And I was like, I'm not here trying to get my money back because I'm like, you probably had no clue. This was not, it's just a little mom-and-pop place. And he really, I was like, here, you know, check out this article. And he was thoroughly upset because he that guy he did that is his distributor. That's all he gets all his stuff through that. So, just saying, watch it when you're buying scotch. And I'm wondering if it would be better to order it than actually just go and physically buy it, because maybe they go through a different distribution chain, probably.
Well,
also something about Delaware. I ran into a dude from Scotland in the liquor store, and he said that the top shelf scotch on sale in Delaware is cheaper than the stuff that's in Scotland right now.
Wow, that's
because of their taxes.
I am going to later on, out of my own curiosity, even though I don't buy scotch, it's just curious to me. I'm going to read some of these articles that say how to tell if your scotch is counterfeit without even opening it, and look at some of the stuff about the labels and the boxing and stuff like that. I'm going to read that. In the meantime, Aaron's palate is so sophisticated when it comes to scotch. Aaron, you will be happy to come to any listener's house and taste test their top shelf, very expensive scotch for them, isn't it? As a service.
Oh, absolutely. I'll get my son to drive me around.
All right, man. Thanks for that heads up. How about that? The counterfeit scotch. Wonder if anybody else has gotten hit with that.
The Bible, a massive subject.
The Bible.
Read your Bible longer.
That's the Bible, by the way.
The Bible says so.
The Bible.
This is a Bible.
Hey, just looking in Luke chapter 2 this morning, she gave birth, Mary, gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out on the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were happy about it? No, terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." What are we at here? 6:39 on the Dan Gaffney program. And let's go to our sponsor hotline every Tuesday. Don Hattier, Beachview Chiropractic. Dr. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Linus himself couldn't have said that any better.
Hey, how good about old Linus, right? That's a good one from Peanuts.
Yep. 1965, 66, give or take. Right. Anyway, Christmas season's always been a bit slower in the office. For some reason, folks want to spend their time and money buying presents and enjoying the cheer of the season, and God bless them. We all need to remember that while we're focused on God, family, friends, one of the best presents is our own health. That is a gift. We tend to take that for granted until something goes wrong. Every day in the practice, I see people who've had problems for years and let it go because it just wasn't bad enough. Problems related to overweight, lack of stretching, poor sitting habits, auto accidents, you know, pick something. Okay, and over many years in the related aging process are now finally bad enough to make the person look at it. I'd like to remind one and all that it is better to be an active participant in your own health care and not wait until the doctor tells you what you have to do and then hope that insurance will pay for it and maybe it'll clear quickly. Folks, the older you get, we all know that's less likely to happen. So be proactive in your health. The higher power that Dan was talking about gave us the ability to heal. Chiropractic care can and does provide a vital role in that. Get your spine adjusted, each vertebra working as well as it can, the nerves flow better, and the body is healthier. Okay? So remember, you have nothing to lose but your pain. Give us a call at 539-7063. If I'm with a patient or out, we will call you back. And if we can't help you, maybe one of our other local wonderful doctors can. We like to act as a clearinghouse as well.
Love it. Dr. Don Hattier, Beachview Chiropractic, 302-539-7063. 539-7063.
That's it.
Thank
you. Merry Christmas, folks. Be safe.
Merry Christmas to you, Dr. Don. Good to talk to you. The Delmarva Allstate agent, Paul Sarnak, talker text line is open for you at 302-839-1059. Here's someone who says, if I hit a possum on the road and kill it, I'm actually helping to maintain the buzzard population. More food for the buzzards. Next text. on the neighbor complaining about the guy butchering a deer in the front yard across from the school. Tell the neighbor to go back where he came from. It's either New York or New Jersey. Definitely a transplant. Next text. Remembering, Dan, reminiscing of the old times, what happened to Dave from Harrington, Rob from Florida, and Nicole the Liberal? They were always interesting texts or calls. We have to check in on Dave. He had very serious cancer, he told us about. We haven't heard from him in a while. Dave, if you're out there, we are obviously still thinking of you. Next text. Dan, on the deer story. Why be offended by everything? Just educate the children on what's happening. I see nothing wrong about it. People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Maybe I'm biased because my family's main source of meat is deer. But hey, what do I know? We had a deer roast on Sunday at the Gaffney House. That thing was in that crock pot a good 8 hours. I actually put some cranberries in it, which kind of was good, actually. Kind of offset the venison taste a little bit. People couldn't, and no one knew it was venison. I mean, I wasn't hiding it from them, but. And thank you. Thank you for the deer roast. Obviously, if you know anything about this program over the years, my brother-in-law, the great white hunter, provided a deer roast for us, and I thank you. It was just super, super scrumptious, and the kids ate it up. All right. Let's take a break and regroup, all right? And then see what's on your mind. How about that counterfeit scotch? That, to me, was a great call. You have contributed to the content kitty, Aaron. Or Aaron, as we like to say. Like how I recognize his voice. I don't have caller ID. I just recognize his voice. He hasn't called in a long, long time, but, you know, he's very distinct. Very distinct voice on that guy. So I certainly recognize him as a great caller. The reason he thought to call about the counterfeit scotch was our story about wine, I think. Delaware is one of three states that does not allow direct-to-consumer wine shipping. The Delaware GOP said they're planning to once again try to reverse this. House Bill 210 would have allowed wineries to ship up to 3 9-liter cases to a single home and up to 1,800 statewide each year. The bill passed the Delaware House Economic Committee after a 10-month wait in March of 2022, but it never saw the floor for a vote. Why is that, Peach Witzkoff? The Republican-backed bill's sponsor, State Rep. Mike Smith, a Republican from Pike Creek, who said he plans to support the bill again when the new session begins in 2023. Quote, around the holiday season, one of the things people like to do most is ship a bottle of wine to their friends, whether that's through a wine club, a winery, or however that may be. They want to get their friend and their family that bottle of wine that they've been wanting all year round. And in Delaware, you still can't do that. Currently, Delaware, Utah, and Mississippi ban the sale in this way. Smith cited study done in Maryland and Virginia after they instituted direct-to-consumer wine sales. Direct-to-consumer sale is only going to help retailers. For every impact report shows that sales have only increased. While there is fear, I think, we've shown that if 47 other states can do it, Delaware can too. Currently, Delaware wine sales must follow a pattern of distributors, wholesalers, then retailers. They can also ship their wines to out-of-state customers, but not Delawareans. I remember wine collectors back in the day used to tell me to skirt the system. They would have wine shipped and it would be labeled perfume or something. Or I talked to a very famous brewer one time that had beer shipped in from another place. Never did they label it beer. They would put a label on there. Yeast, something, yeast, liquid yeast for sampling or something like that. I don't know. Let's call it something else. Delawareans can have wine delivered from an out-of-state winery, but the order must be placed in person and cannot be delivered by FedEx or UPS. Smith, Republican lawmaker, said the rules create challenges, especially for in-state consumers. Quote, you have a lot of folks, and they go to these small wineries when they're on vacation or whatever it may be, and they can't get it back to Delaware. So it's difficult to try to get the wine that you'd like to enjoy back to your home. This would solve that problem. House Bill 210 and the 2023 proposal includes requiring carriers and wineries to be licensed, and packages must be signed for by someone 21 or older with identification. Various versions of the bill have failed in previous sessions of the Delaware General Assembly. I gotta love it. These Democrats love pot, man. They'll push pot all day long, but they want you to be able to order a bottle of wine at your house. It ain't gonna happen. All right, Delaware 1059, good morning to you. Groundhog, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danny. I'm fascinated about the counterfeit liquor. I didn't even know there was such a thing, but I'm trying to visualize how elaborate this scheme is. I mean, do you have people copying these bottles and going through the effort to do that, and then taking just like backstreet hooch and putting it in there? You know, what are they doing? That's pretty elaborate.
Well, you got to print, you can print a box, print a label. It seems like there's a lot of money in it, too. I mean, this guy, he didn't even buy a super, super expensive one. He paid $400 for it at the
package. That's a chunk of change, $400 for a bottle of liquor, and then to find out it might be filled with $5 liquor, that's pretty elaborate. I'm fascinated. I'm glad you're going to talk more about it.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought I'd look it up later, and I did do a quick Google. I can't read about it now, but I did do a quick Google search about counterfeit Scotch whiskey. And there are ways to, it says a third of, here's a story in the BBC, this is England, a third of rare Scotch whiskeys tested found to be fake.
Wow.
That's there, and that is from 2018.
I had no idea.
Yeah, how to spot fake whiskey, the master of malt, in this case the labels are the giveaway, look for poor print quality, mismatched topography, or and other things. They go through this whole list of things to look for.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Have a good day.
And here's one, how to spot fake whiskey. With bogus bottles appearing regularly in the whiskey market, collectors can get caught. Richard Woodard uncovers the extent of the problem and talks to experts for a list of top 10 do's and don'ts. This article says. All right. And again, I just told her I wasn't going to read the thing, but so you think if you're going to a legit, reputable package store, that it's going to be legit, right? You didn't count on counterfeit stuff making its way through a distributor and getting its way into the retailer. You know, I think a lot of people imagine counterfeit. Oh, well, you shouldn't buy it from some guy on the corner. No, that's not it. Look, it's like counterfeit olive oil. That's all over the place. That's a big problem. You know, counterfeit fish is a big problem. Labeling it is one thing. Selling a different type of fish, is a more expensive type of fish. This is a big problem. Fake honey. You've heard about that, right? Where they cut honey with other stuff. And you may say grade A, beautiful honey, but it's, some trash something or other, or they cut it with other stuff. These are food scams that are out there. Dan, soak the deer roast in Coca-Cola overnight. Good stuff. All right. Good idea. Dan, interesting restrictions placed on wine yet fentanyl crosses our southern border every day. Next text. Dan, we better get the Delaware State Police on that case of whiskey. You have a tree problem on your property, like a tree that's going to come down or needs to come down or needs pruned or maintained? Well, you know, our tree sponsor is Tri-State Tree. Get a hold of them. It's a family-owned business. They've been around since 1978. They help businesses and homeowners in Kent County and Sussex County with 100 years combined experience. And look, you need people that are licensed and insured and been around for a while when it comes to tree work, okay? And you're going to get a free property evaluation, free estimate with Tri-State Tree. And when extreme weather hits, snowstorms, wet snows, ice, limbs come down, they have 24-hour emergency service. Visit them online at tristatetree.com. Tristatetree.com. You know tri is T-R-I, right? TriStateTreeDE.com. TriStateTreeDE.com. Follow them on Facebook as well. They also have a tree support system, which a lot of times can save your tree if it's damaged. Okay? TriState. You know, what happens is you may be listening to a national radio show, or you may be listening, watching a television show, and you see an ad for some wine club. Or you hear about wines available, and people give a website to purchase, and you go there. You're in Delaware. You go there, and a lot of them shut you down when you put your address in. We're sorry. Our club or this product is not available in your state. Apparently, they do that for Delaware, Utah. What was the third one? Mississippi or something? What was this? Sean Green, by the way. Thank you, Sean Green, for your wonderful report this morning on the direct-to-consumer wine sale idea being brought up by Delaware lawmakers. Yeah, Mississippi, Delaware, Utah, and Mississippi. Don't know why Utah and Mississippi do it. I think Delaware maintains a ban because they are protecting the distributors, the wholesalers, a system that Delaware has, which is an interesting system. Once you're kind of locked in with that ecosystem, distributors, wholesalers, retailers, that's why you don't see Delaware do some of the things they do in other states. That's why you don't see a beer at the grocery store like other states. Because they figure they don't want to break the system. It will harm, you know, existing businesses that have been built on the existing system. Mm-hmm. Any change to that is going to disrupt it. Sounds like Mike Smith and some other Republicans are doing just that. They're trying to be disruptors, at least when it comes to the wine in the mail aspect. Thanks for tuning in. We are coming up on 7 o'clock at Delaware 105.9. It's the Dan Gaffney program every weekday morning, 5:30 a.m. till 9. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Full show podcast available on the Dan Gaffney Show website, which is actually my Facebook page. I shouldn't say website. The Dan Gaffney Show Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Dan Gaffney Show. We post the full shows there. You can also find them at foreverdelmarva.com. And when you're away from the radio, you can listen to us on many streaming services, your favorite ones. We recommend our own Forever Radio app. It's a free app you can download in the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, depending on the type of device you have. Forever Radio. Stream Delaware 105.9 right there. And tell your smart speaker to play WXDE every morning.
If your toilet won't flush and your water stops running, pick up the phone and call East Coast Plumbing.
Today is Jake Booth Day at Delaware 105.9. Send Jake Booth a text or make a phone call and wish him a happy day.
On the next Markley Van Camp and Robin show.
Maybe next time Biden can trade Maine for a bowl of soup.
Throw in a couple ice cream cones. You got a deal.
Today at noon here on Delaware 105.9.
Hi, this is Dan Gaffney, a talk show where you get to talk too. We like to get right to it. Good morning. You're on the air everywhere. Hi.
Hey, first time caller.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, Dan, it is so much more deep than just distributors for wine and liquor to be shipped directly in this state. Years ago, I used to work for a local distributor for a long time, and during Minner's administration. And they were fighting for Sunday sales at the time, but who was fighting against it was AHUA, which is the Asian American Hotel and Business Owners Association. And they didn't want Sunday sales, so that was a big one. But the amount of money
Asian hotel owners not want Sunday sales?
Well, it's the Asian American, it's the name of the group, AHUA, but they basically run the liquor stores in the state as well. So the liquor stores did not want Sunday sales because they didn't want to have to be open 7 days a week, you know, because for that thing. Now, with grocery stores, of course, liquor distributors want grocery stores to have it, but AHUA doesn't because then it's a competition with them. But if you get it shipped, direct shipped, it's against the liquor stores and the distributors.
They think.
So, yeah. Again, the amount of money that comes from these distributors and from these associations that goes into politics. I remember politicking for different people just to try to get these things going back in the day when I worked for these guys.
I see. So these groups donate to the politicians, and they're reluctant then to change the whole system.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times Jimmy Buffett concerts, race tickets, this and that. I mean, it's whatever it takes to stop these things from happening, happened. And, you know, and that's just the way it goes. I mean, these associations, they don't want these things. I mean, and think about it. If you can get a direct ship of three cases of wine, you're not going to go down to your local liquor store and buy it. Well, now it's competition against them, so they don't want it. They don't want it in grocery stores because now it's competition. They can't get it.
And now we know why the disruptors can't disrupt, but we'll see if this bill goes anywhere in the next General Assembly. We'll see if the attitude's changing or not.
Follow the money, Dan. Follow the money, brother.
Hey, I have a question for you. Do you know what you're doing as a special at Cafe on the Circle today?
Yeah. Haven't figured it out yet, my friend, but I am doing the crab cakes tomorrow, which is a huge one. I'll probably sell out before I even start the day.
That's going to be tomorrow, right? Tomorrow you're doing crab cakes?
Yeah, I'll go through about 200 of them tomorrow easily. But nice. Today I haven't figured it out, but I did make some beautiful homemade bread pudding. And doing that with a lemon anglaise sauce over the top of it. And that's just something that's going to be offered all day today. you know, we're just having fun over here, buddy.
I know it. Thank you. I'm going to tell people all about it. All right. Thank you, Michael. Cafe on the Circle is on East Market Street in Georgetown, right across from the courthouse. Why don't you swing in there, meet Michael. Get a specialty coffee, always freshly ground beans from the finest roasters, and he always does a coffee special. He'll be rolling in there at 7:30, and he'll be struck with genius, and he will be throwing some great specials on today as well. Breakfast and lunch, Monday through Friday, 7:30 in the morning till 2:30, and open Sunday, too, in the morning till noon. Breakfast sandwiches, sausage, bacon, scrapple. A lot of times he has Taylor ham, pork roll, acai bowls, all natural and organic. You pick the toppings you want. Things for keto eaters, great sandwiches and lunches. Look, he's doing crab cakes tomorrow. He always does barbecue and all sorts of other good stuff. Stop by this great little spot, Cafe on the Circle. Like he said, we're having fun over here. 7 East Market Street in Georgetown. When you're rolling through, they're right off the circle. Just pull into one of those parking spaces and roll in to Cafe on the Circle. Let me read a couple of text messages. Governor Carney apparently wants Delaware regulation to mirror California with regards to zero emissions and alternative energy, but vino is a no-go. Next text. The idea of fusing atoms is troubling, says our texter. Next text says,
I didn't realize the distributor system is why I can't get beer and wine at the grocery store. It's so aggravating not to be able to buy my food for dinner and grab a bottle of wine at the same time. I have to make a separate stop just for the booze. I'd support any politician who could fix this, regardless of their party affiliation, says the texter. All right. 302-839-1059. I saw something online that caught my attention. I have to bring it up. It's with the Delaware State Police and a bunch of people criticizing the state police because they put out a mugshot. They're looking for a woman. They say did not make payments on her rent-a-center rentals. And so they put out a mugshot and say they want her for felony theft. Here's what they say, along with a picture of a woman they're looking for. 42-year-old Nakia Underdue. Her payment was underdue, allegedly. The Delaware State Police, it says, are seeking the public's assistance and attempting to locate 42-year-old Nakia Underdue, who's wanted for felony theft of rental property. Underdue has failed to make payments on several residential items to the rent-a-center store in Newark, Delaware, resulting in the loss of thousands of dollars. And I saw on social media the Delaware State Police had that posting up. And then I couldn't I'm like, why are there 400 comments? A lot of the comments, not all, but a lot of the comments are people blasting the state police. Can we talk this out a little bit here? A lot of people think of it this way. If you default on your payment, isn't that a civil matter? You're going to get sued or go into court or whatever. Is it criminal if I default on my credit card? Is it criminal if I default on a bill? Are the police going to come after me? Is this like debtor's prison again? Someone used that term this morning. Is this what we want? Do we want the Delaware State Police to do rent-a-center's collection bidding? Now, paraphrasing some of those opinions, but on the other side of it, if someone goes in, rents stuff, then disappears, and the stuff disappears too, isn't that like renting a car at a car rental place and never taking it back and taking off with it? Wouldn't that be considered theft? Lots of debate over this. And mixed into the debate, I'm sorry to say to our good friends who might work or run a rent-a-center franchise, in the hundreds of comments the Delawareans are making toward the police here on this, a lot of people are bashing rent-a-center. Who knew? There were so many people that thought negatively on the business. So where are you on this? It fascinated me. Maybe I'll read some of the negative comments people are making here just to give you an idea. Delaware 1059, good morning. Hi.
Good morning, Dan. It's Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. What do you think of the police looking for the lady who is not paying on her rent-a-center items?
She knows she was doing wrong in the first place.
Does she?
You're not entitled to do those things.
Right.
Come on now. Get real with it. Dan, that's not the reason why I called.
Did you call about Henry, your dog? No.
No, Henry's fine. I'm talking to you, seriously, about Governor Carney and zero emissions. Listen, I bought a new Lexus, and he is I feel, and a lot of others around me, is demanding so much out of us. Yesterday you talked about...
I'm sorry, did you say you bought... I didn't quite understand. Did you say you bought a Lexus?
Yes.
Okay, good. Is it electric or gas?
It's gas.
All right. Sounds good to me.
And I'm going to continue with gas.
Leather? You got heated seats? You got heated seats in that thing?
Listen, I'm going to continue with gas. Okay. Because electric vehicles are not enough for me to buy, and they're so expensive. Mm. And he demands us, as working class people, as Americans, as Delawareans, mm-hmm. to do all of these. We're not California.
I know. And I'll never get be used California. To it. You're going to be driving that. If you hang on to that Lexus, is all I can tell you. Hang on to it for as long as you can.
Right. Dan, you hang on to yours.
I will. Here's some of the comments that are anti-police in this case, where they put the mugshot up of the lady who didn't pay on her rent-a-center. Mike Matthews says, "This post is trash." Now, he's talking about the state police, social media police. "This post is trash. Why are you doing rent-a-center's bidding, Delaware State Police? They had $2.6 billion in revenue last year, with hundreds of millions of that being profit. There's no need to put her on blast like this. Let the company use their billions to go through the legal process. This is not what law enforcement should be doing." Hmm. Christine says, "Wow, so is defaulting on credit card debt felony theft as well?" Hmm. Next comment. "Amazing how this makes news, but not one of the 43 overdose deaths last month." Wow. Jen says, "This feels wrong." She's talking to the police. "This feels wrong. I feel like blasting photos publicly like this on social media should be saved for those that the general public should be aware of for the safety of themselves or others. This seems more personal and something we didn't need to know." Wow. But on the other hand, here's a comment where someone says, "Theft is something we all pay for. And yes, theft is a crime. You wonder why prices go up? Consumer theft is part of the problem. Let's be realistic." Comment. You want to work this out for us here? 302-839-1059. 302-839-1059. I don't know why people have a blind spot here. I guess because it's rent-a-center, and maybe the way the police worded it, that she failed to make payments on some residential items. Maybe that's the way they worded it. And people are like, wait a minute. The police are now going after people who couldn't make a payment? That's probably what they're thinking. But on the other hand, maybe she got the stuff, took off, and they can't even repo it because they don't even know where it is. Does that become a Delaware State Police problem at that point, in your opinion? Just a thought. Love talking about it. Part of our state today. All right. Back in a
tonight, low 29. Partly sunny for tomorrow. The high again, 44. And then wind and rain on Thursday. High Thursday, 53. I'm Steve Williams in the Delaware 105.9 Weather Center.
Jiffy Lube Lewis, no appointment necessary. You're in, you're out, and you're on your way. Stop by Jiffy Lube Lewis today. It's more than just an oil change.
Coming up on the Mike Gallagher Show. An alarming new report suggests Russia and Iran have strengthened their military alliance. That and more on the next Mike Gallagher Show.
This morning at 9 here on Delaware 105.9.
All right, let's go to the text line. Your phone calls here. We're talking about a backlash against the police for doing their job. In this case, looking for a woman who didn't pay her rent-a-center items for several household items. They're looking for her as a felon. All right. Next text. State police and town police also post photos of shoplifters and purse thieves. What's the difference? Well, I'm not sticking up for this woman, but the difference is pretty obvious. Shoplifters and purse thieves go into a place, grab stuff, and leave. This woman had an agreement and a contract, sat down with them. They agreed to give her stuff and assume a certain amount of risk, right? They had a contractual agreement between them. And that's how that went. Yeah, she didn't walk in and grab a sofa without showing her ID or anything and run out. Now, I'm not saying she's not a con artist, granted, but there is a difference between shoplifting and then, you know, getting stuff in the manner that she received the stuff. Next text. Texter here says, so when you rent from a rent-a-center, you agree that you will let them know if you move and they will move the stuff. Remember, you're renting it. It's theirs until paid off. Not the same as buying on a credit card. The property belongs to rent-a-center. Someone online, again, I'm just kind of repeating how other people think here. Someone online said it's the same thing with a mortgage in your house. If you default on your mortgage, there's a process. The bank owns your property. There's a process. Do you get put on blast and charged with a felony? Right? You didn't make your mortgage payment. Is it a felony that the police are involved in? Not usually. Some people are making that analogy. I'm not. I'm just telling you. Good morning, Dan. In a similar scenario, I was defrauded out of $6,000 of unemployment in the state fraud department. Doesn't seem to want to do anything about it. They want me to do all the legwork, of course. I had to go to the bank to prove that checks were deposited into my account. I'm supposed to contact PNC Bank to verify that I never had an account with their bank. I would think these are all things that the fraud department with the state Delaware Unemployment Division would be able to investigate much easier than I can do. To me, it just seems like that's their job. Right. They want you to do their work. I get it. Next text. I see both sides on this one, says Jonathan. Theft is theft, but also the state police are overdoing things by posting her photo on their Facebook page. Regardless, if I were in the market for rental furnishings, I'd now think three or four times before doing business with Rent-A-Center, says Jonathan. Jonathan, not only do they post their picture, they're asking for the public to find her for them. Next text. It's not the same as defaulting on your mortgage. If some of these folks would actually take a couple of minutes and research the law before running your mouth, they would realize that Title 11, Section 849 is theft of rental property, depending on the value of the property. Is whether it's a misdemeanor or a felony. Yes, that is the charge they say she is being charged with, theft of rental property. 302-839-1059. Joey says, next, go after cops who waste our tax dollars. Are you all serious about this post? Makes you look like Rent-A-Center's hired thugs. Says Joey. Wow. Agree or disagree? Delaware's most victimized. Can I just read this as it? This is on the state police Facebook page. Delaware's most victimized cracker award recipient. Rent-A-Center is out thousands. They make $20,000 in interest a week. Okay. Goodness sakes. Shay says, people are dying, kids are being abused, and so on. You're all posting someone who owes money to a Rent-A-Center? Wow. Next text says, Rent-A-Center rips off poor people. Tell them to go repo their own stuff. Shouldn't involve law enforcement for failure to pay a bill. How ridiculous. Well, as the texter pointed out, there is a law called theft of rental property. Jennifer says, it's crazy, and this is her comment to this police, right? She says, you're crazy posting her picture for this. Isn't that just as a bad strike on your credit? Felony theft? What the H? What's next? Not paying a hospital bill lands you in jail and your picture posted on social media? Wow. Next text. Someone says, calls the business a scam business in plain sight. I hope she gets away with it, it says. They take advantage of uneducated, unsuspecting people. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's a peek into the mind of folks. Hundreds of comments on the state police website for looking for this lady. All right. The woman the police are looking for, according to her Facebook page, is a pharmacist. All right. Just a FYI, that's just that's a social media claim. Take it for what it's worth. Anyway, plot thickens. Anyway, Jim Weller is here. Let's go to the sponsor hotline. Jim Weller, Weller's Utility Trailers.
You talking about the lady that with the Rent-A-Center stuff?
Yeah, I was fascinated.
What happens if somebody bought that? What happens if, like, a guy in Bridgeville that buys and sells anything
right
happens to have all that stuff?
Oh, right. What happened?
Now what do I do? Just saying. Asking for a friend. Would be
yeah, like if anyone went on Facebook Marketplace and bought a sofa from a woman and it happened to be the Rent-A-Center stuff, you would have no idea. What happens to you?
Right. Do I lose it? What happens? I don't know.
I don't know either.
So I'm going to get it sold real quick, and that way I can just get convenient amnesia, and I'll be fine. You ever had that convenient amnesia?
I try not to go there. Wow, Jim.
When all else fails, wow. Use convenient amnesia.
Oh, my goodness.
So, all right. Can I talk about trailers for a minute?
Yes, because when you're moving things and hauling stuff, you need a trailer.
And hiding things, you need a trailer.
Right.
Oh, my. Anyway, bottom line is, a lot of people know what this means. Section 179, it is a tax incentive for buying equipment between now and the end of the year. The drawback is I think you can only spend just a shade over $1 million and deduct it all this year. But I want to let you know, you can literally buy $1 million worth of trailers at Weller's in Bridgeville. You could buy $2 or $3 million worth of trailers if you want. But we got trailers. We got new. We got used. We got tons of them. We got them coming in every day. People can't believe I'm still buying them. Mm. I'm buying everything I can get my hands on right now because I don't know what next year is going to hold as far as pricing. So I want to let you know right now, I got them. They're on sale. We got good prices, lots of incentives, 6 months, same as cash financing. If you're a business person, you might have some tax advantages. Our prices are what our prices are. I have put my best price forward. They're all posted right there at Wellers.com. They're not going to get any better as the end of the year comes around. We've had a great year. We want to say thank you to everybody. If we don't sell another thing this year, we've had a great year, and we appreciate our community and everybody, but I wouldn't mind selling one more 100 trailers before the end of the year. So it's Wellers.com. Learn a lot about us there. We're right there on Route 13 in Bridgeville. Going to be open today at 9 o'clock. We got a great sales team, and we need you to make it all happen. So don't forget we have gift cards. I forgot all about that. Wellers has these Wellers gift cards now. We also have the Wellers discount card. Plus,
you can get a holdy pole for like 99 cents. So we've got all kinds of stuff. We're right there on Route 13 in Bridgeville. Remember when them things were like $12 or $15, and now I'm down to 99 cents. Before long, I'll be giving them away.
Right.
So anyway, check us out. I don't have any furniture for sale, and my convenient amnesia has kicked in. So other than that, have a good day, Dan, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Jim Weller, Weller's Utility Trailers, Route 13 in Bridgeville, the best bargains of the season are on GetItHalfOff.com. Today's countdown to Christmas deal will be from Benvenuto Restaurant in Milford. Keep listening. Just before 9 a.m., I'll tell you about their holiday half-off deal. And that debuts at 9 a.m. on the website GetItHalfOff.com. Let's get to the Dan Gaffney Morning Show news in sound, a roundup of interesting and amazing audio. Okay, this is normal. Guy shot a deer, deer season. He butchered his own deer from a tree in his yard. I don't think it's a big deal, but apparently it made the news out in Pittsburgh area because the guy's house, I guess, is right across from a middle school, and people were upset. Oh, my goodness, really?
Lots of Pennsylvania hunters came out of the woods with a deer, including one Greensburg man. Lucas Smith got his buck and decided to butcher it at home in front of a school.
Lucas Smith says he bagged this buck earlier this week, and since then it's been hanging from a tree in the front yard of where he lives, which is right across from Greensburg Salem Middle School. Now, what Smith's doing is perfectly legal, but it's right. Got some neighbors questioning where he chose to process and butcher the buck.
Neighbors are questioning. The neighbors, really. Let's do one complaining neighbor and one supportive neighbor. Here we go.
Grandchild right down the street, and I think it would really upset him to see a gutted deer hanging upside down in the yard.
My dad and my brothers were hunters, so I have no problem with it.
Look, dude, tell your grandson. What does your grandson cry at the grocery store when he sees hunks of meat in a piece of plastic? Come on, man. Man up, Grandpa. They've made Lucas Smith, the hunter, feel bad about what he had to do.
I feel terrible about doing it in front of the school. I do. This is where I live. I have no other choice. I have no other trees in my yard, you know. If I did, I would be doing it there.
Guy's just doing his deer. And can you imagine, like, the TV news comes to his house? Can you tell us how you feel about what you've done? He's like, oh, I feel terrible. If I had a different tree, dude, I'd use a different tree. Okay. Hey, sale of real Christmas trees are strong, even though the price is up. Most people know how to feel the tree's needles before you buy to see if they come off in your hands. Here is a plant expert with tips on picking out a live tree.
Look in the inside. Take a look. Look for any dried branches. Look for strong branches. Another great tip is to pick the tree up. See how heavy it is. If it's really light, it might be starting to dry out already. Walk away from that tree and look for another one.
Yeah, look for a heavier one. And where you place it in the house might be the key to its longevity.
First thing I coach people on is location. Coach. Where you want it might not be the best place for a tree. I had an aunt that used to put it on top of her air duct and wonder why the tree lasted 2 days. She practically cooked it every year.
All right, here's another tip.
Spray it on the tree before you bring it in the house. It seals moisture in the plant needles, so that way it stays moist longer.
Talking about an anti-desiccant that you spray on the tree. People who live in snowy climates, you know, they put salt down, and we have salt trucks that put rock salt down on the roads. They're using something else in some cities, beet juice. Yeah. Beet de-icers gaining traction, so to speak, in cold cities, made from a mixture of sugar beet molasses, which is a waste product. And much less salt. Here is a Michigan State Senator.
In Michigan, we're one of the top states that produces sugar beets. It actually has higher temperature tolerance than what salt will have. Salt is very corrosive to steel. A lot of our concrete roads have the steel meshing systems in place.
They're worried about salt in the environment. Here's the director of public works for a suburb of Detroit, Jeff Herzig. They've been using beets since 2009.
In the long run, cost savings is probably the bottom line. The biggest benefit for us is a reduction in salt costs and efficiencies for our operators. So we see about a 35% savings in salt alone. And then the liquids also do make the operation more efficient, which cuts down on labor as well.
Can we grow beets here? We grow potatoes. I bet we grow a mean beet. Maybe it's, hey, attention farmers, future market. Who knows?
We sell beets 15 a year on our beet farm.
Nobody cares about your stupid beet farm. Beets are the worst.
People love beets.
Nobody likes beets.
Everyone loves beets.
Nobody likes beets, Dwight.
All right, here's social media controversy, which isn't real controversy. It's just social media controversy. The internet is debating whether a TikTok prank is funny or cruel. In the video, a Little Caesars pizza store manager uses her own store's drive-through window to try and place an order for 100 pizzas, flustering the employees on the other end of the speaker. And after some debate, she settles for a smaller order. Then she drives to the window to reveal it was her. A lot of time to kill there at the Little Caesars.
Welcome to Little Caesars. What can I do for you?
I would like to place an order for 50 pepperoni and 50 cheese.
We're not able to do a large order like that.
Yeah.
It would be about pretty much most of what we have, pretty much.
You wouldn't be able to do it?
Not on this day, but I think the maximum I could do for you would be about 10 pieces.
Yeah, I don't really understand why I can't get the 50 and the 50, though, if I'm ordering it ahead of time. Do you not have enough dough, people? What's the issue?
It's more people, yes.
Okay, so
it would just set us back, really.
Okay, so 5 pepperoni, 5 cheese, and 15 orders of crazy bread. Is that okay?
Okay, 5 pep, 5 cheese, and how much crazy bread?
15 orders of crazy bread.
All right, so this is the manager of the store. Then she drives around and reveals, oh, it's just a prank.
It would be about a 20 to 30 minute wait, though.
Okay, sounds good. I'm pulling up to the window. Are you irritated, Tia?
Oh my god.
Did you put it in?
No. I just told Delilah we were going to need Chris.
You okay, Tim? I got you, buddy. I wouldn't do you like that.
Oh, my eyes were just wide open like.
Who would do this to me?
Oh, my God.
All right. In case you want to know what passes for good times at fast food pizza joints, there you go. You've learned something. We've all learned something. Here is a viral video of the day. A father named Kino speaking to his 8-year-old daughter, Keonalis, and tearfully reminds her of a time when the family only had $3 in the bank and Kino had to make the request to use his daughter's birthday money to cover the family bills. And in the video, here he is thanking his daughter for her generosity. Okay.
I don't know if you remember, but a very long time ago, we were struggling. Your dad was struggling. Didn't have any money. I'm not quite sure if it was to pay a couple bills or we needed it for groceries so we didn't have nothing in the fridge, or I just remember that it was being a very bad time, and it took a lot out of me to come ask you to borrow your birthday money, which was $100. And it bothered me for a very long time. But I was so thankful that you're willing to help out your family with no problem. For you to be at your age to be so supportive and understanding what sacrifice means, what just came to the time where Daddy could finally pay you back his $100.
Thank you. You're good. I love you.
Okay. And there they are. They're crying. All right, one more. This is a pop culture watch. Like once in a while, we like to check in with the culture to see what's going on. Lizzo is making a comment. Apparently, I did not know this. You know, body positive pop singer Lizzo is apparently she faces critiques. I didn't know this, but apparently she faces critiques from people who say her music is for white people. That she writes music for white people. She's getting critiqued. I guess that's a bad thing. I never really thought of her music as being for anyone other than people who like to hear the music. But anyway, here's Lizzo responding to the critics who say she writes music for white people.
Very hurtful. Only because, like, I am a black woman. I feel like it really, like, challenges like my identity and who I am and diminishes that. And then on the other end, it's like I'm making funky, soulful, feel-good music that is so similar to a lot of black music that was made for black people in the 70s and 80s.
I had never heard this critique. That's why I was like, what is this? I want to hear what this is about. Lizzo apparently did a documentary with HBO Max to show her music is for everybody. What does she say here? Everybody in anybody.
My message is literally for everybody in anybody. Right. And I don't try to gatekeep my message from people. So all three of those things for me, I'm just like, you don't even get me at all. And I feel like a lot of people truthfully don't get me, which is why I wanted to do this documentary. Because I was like, I feel like y'all don't understand me. Y'all don't know where I came from. And now I don't want to answer no more questions about this. I want to show the world like who I am.
Yeah, I had to edit. She swears like a sailor. Hey, but anyway, there you go. A little pop culture watch to end up today's version of a News in Sound. The News in Sound here at Delaware 105. Good morning. It's the Dan Gaffney Program. Let's talk about gas station convenience stores in Delaware for just a minute. If you spend any time just sort of gazing around some of the gas station convenience stores, I'm not talking about the brand name big chains, but more of the independent kind of chain. You see all kinds of, and you have for years, you see all kinds of crazy stuff for sale, right? Drug paraphernalia, things to smoke crack, you know, crack pipes, weird supplements and pills and, you know, just, you know, whatever. All kinds of stuff. Kind of eye-opening, you know, certain stores you go in, you're like, that's interesting. So, raising some eyebrows yesterday, the news service Vice had a headline about something called gas station heroin. Gas station heroin causing intense withdrawals. It's legal in most states. A drug called tianeptine, known colloquially as gas station heroin, has been banned by several states. It's being marketed as a dietary supplement, but some users are describing it as a highly addictive opioid. They say that it is a tricyclic antidepressant used to treat depression in some European, Latin American, and Asian countries. But it is not approved by the FDA for medical use in the U.S. It's not a controlled substance either and is typically sold in the U.S. as a dietary supplement. or a research chemical under brand names such as Zaza Red, TD Red, and Tiana. It can be found in gas stations. I guess what I'm saying is, are you aware of this product in Delaware? 302-839-1059. Vice goes on to say that it can be found in gas stations or easily bought online. Medical experts say it functions as an opioid because it hits opioid receptors in the brain, which explains why people have reported severe withdrawal when they try to stop using it. Quote, people are using it either to manage or withdraw from harder, harsher stuff, or the kind of starting their journey and developing an unhealthy relationship with it based on its effects and its opioid-like effects. So that's a West Virginia University School of Medicine doctor. There's very little known about this drug, including how many people are using it, though reports from both the FDA and the DEA have noted upticks in poison control calls about the drug since at least 2020. It has been banned in Michigan, because they're on top of it, Alabama, Minnesota, Tennessee, Georgia, and Indiana. Not mentioned, of course, Delaware or Maryland. A lot of people on the street, if they're in the drug rat treadmill of drugs, will, I guess, try to get this stuff at the drugstore or at the convenience store as like something they think it's going to help them get off the opioid. Experts told Vice News the issues surrounding its use are part of a larger problem where unregulated substances mimic the effects of the illicit drugs despite being marketed in a benign way. Hunter Barrett, 26, who has a painful esophagus condition and has been addicted to opioids in the past, was skeptical that the tianeptine could be effective. But when he moved to Pensacola, Florida from Alabama in January, he noticed that every time he went to the gas stations, people were buying Zaza Reds. He said, I'm sitting there thinking it's a gas station. This blank ain't going to be any good, he told the Vice News. Still, he bought some and eventually switched over to a brand called TD Red, which he described as feeling like a mix of Percocets and cocaine.
What?
He said, quote, now this is a guy who was addicted to opioids. He said, quote, they were amazing. Like, wow, it took away all the pain. He started taking three at a time every few hours. Now he takes an entire bottle of 15 pills in one go. It was definitely one of the biggest mistakes in my life. I wish I would have never touched them. Be on the lookout, man. Be aware. It's the problem. Anyway, they go on to say he spent $50,000 on them since January. And this is sort of, you know, the latest sketchy product at some sketchy convenience stores. Kristen Smith, a researcher with National Institute on Drug Abuse, said a couple of factors impact the severe withdrawal: the incredibly high doses that some people are taking, and the fact that many of these products include proprietary blends, so nobody really knows what's inside them. She says, quote, it's part of a broader story of people taking a bunch of crap and not knowing what they're taking. Isn't that crazy? Well, all right. Vice News reached out to several manufacturers and retailers that sell this to ask for their comment on the health concerns surrounding the drug, did not receive a response. In February of this year, the FDA issued a warning stating that tianeptine, I'm still not putting the emphasis on the right syllable, I'm sure, when I pronounce that, but it has been associated with serious harm, overdoses, and death. The warning said the retailers, the gas stations that are selling it, quote, are making dangerous and unproven claims that it can improve brain function, treat anxiety, depression, pain, opioid use disorder, and other conditions, causing adverse effect like agitation, drowsiness, confusion. Maybe that's what's wrong with people. Sweating, rapid heartbeat, high blood pressure, nausea, vomiting, slowed or stopped breathing, coma, and death. So they're saying this is similar to, you know, when bath salts came out or synthetic cannabis stuff. Remember all that? This is the latest in the long list of things that are skirting legality and are none too good for you at gas stations. Now, Dan, it sounds like the COVID vaccine, people take it and no idea what's in it, says somebody on the text line. How about that? Next text. Dan, it's official. My firstborn daughter will be named Zaza Red. Come on. 302-839-1059. Well, okay. Do you know any store that's selling it? Have you bought it? Do you know anybody that has taken it? Does Delaware need to do anything about it? What are your thoughts? It's only a few states have jumped on board deciding, hey, they're selling too much of this. It's a problem. And by banning it, Delaware is not one of those states. Another weird product from the sketchy convenience store near you. All right, 302-839-1059. Good morning. Partly cloudy tonight, low 29. Partly sunny for tomorrow, the high again 44. And then wind and rain on Thursday, high Thursday 53. I'm Steve Williams in the Delaware 105.9 Weather Center. Delaware
105.9. On the next Markley Van Camp and Robin show,
maybe next time Biden can trade Maine for a bowl of soup.
Throw in a couple ice cream cones, you got a deal.
Today at noon, here on Delaware 105.9.
All right. Some of you folks on the text line, gotta be happy I have a good sense of humor, all right? Is everybody making fun of me? I'm talking about this. Cut it out. I mean, I'm telling you, don't go near Zaza Red or TD Red. I wouldn't go near it with a 10-foot pole, man. Sounds horrible. I'm just trying to warn you. Anyway, here's somebody who says, good morning, Dan. I believe I would rather eat gas station shrimp before I would touch that garbage. Well, you're a wise man, Paul, the Delawarean. Dan, is Zaza Red second cousin to Zuzu's Petals? Zuzu's Petals is from It's a Wonderful Life. Dan, gas station heroin or a $400 bottle of scotch? It's all terrible, life-ruining garbage. But alcohol is glorified. I blame country music. Says the texter. Next text. Dan, there's nothing like mixing Zaza Red and a pack of... Am I allowed to say stiff Knight's pills from the local gas station? Because that's what he said. I don't know. I have to read that by law. I apologize in advance. It's some other thing they sell in the sketchy drugstore. All right, a sketchy convenience store. Hey, look, let's go to something that is fine and good, and that is Benvenuto Restaurant. Chef Zeus, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How you feeling today?
I'm good. Good to have you here. I'm anxious to know what's happening in a busy holiday time here at Benvenuto.
It is. It's
extremely busy. We just got done to an extremely busy week. We had a couple of days of rest, and we're right now back at it again. So for all your beautiful listeners out there that come in for the early frosty nights, this week we're going to kick it off. So the starter is a soup, and we're going to do a creamy wild mushroom that has some nice truffle oil, little truffle zest. Absolutely amazing. First option, we can do a roasted airline chicken breast. You know what an airline chicken is?
I don't.
Okay, so a lot of times a lot of folks say, what is airline chicken? It is a whole juicy breast that still has that first joint attached to it.
Oh.
That first part of the wing. Yeah.
Okay.
That keeping that bone on there and that little wing on there, it's something magical about it. It keeps it nice and juicy and moist. It's really good. So that's an airline chicken. That one's skin on. We just pan sear, finish it in the oven in that pan, and then we use that jus to make a little bit of onion jus that goes on top. We're going to serve that with some wild rice and glazed Brussels sprouts. It's going to be a really nice dish. We're also doing a short rib bolognese that we're going to add on that because people keep asking for it. Why is it on the menu? Why is it on the menu? So it's a nice time of year to offer that. And then we're going to also cool things down a little bit with some gelato as our dessert.
Wow.
So we're excited for this week. We're very excited. You know, we're just gearing up for Christmas and the new year, and just love to see all the beautiful faces that come out, and especially your listeners that come out, Dan. We're very appreciative, and all year long they've been very supportive of us. We just want to say thank you and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to those folks.
Thank you. Benvenuto is on Northeast Front Street in the Riverwalk Shopping Center in Milford. What a top-notch place. You would be so blown away when you walk in there. And then when you try the food, it's great. Ask for Chef Zeus and everybody involved. You'll have a great time. Chef, thank you, man, and all the best.
A beautiful day, Dan. Thank you, sir.
There he goes. Benvenuto. By the way, Benvenuto is the Countdown to Christmas deal. At 9 a.m., we're going to have some Get It Half Off holiday deals for Benvenuto on our website, getithalfoff.com. Stick around for that. All right. Good morning. It's Dan Gaffney. Happy to be with you talking about the news of the day, 302-839-1059. Sad to hear. An update to a story we talked about yesterday, a nearly head-on crash over the weekend on Minos Conaway Road, a second death from that crash. You know, everybody was injured, some seriously. Well, the 104-year-old woman that was in the front seat of the car that had the 73-year-old woman in the back seat that died, she has also died. She died the next day. We did not have that info as of broadcast time yesterday. It came out later in the day. So sorry to hear that's at this point a double fatality. As more and more people travel Minos Conaway Road, that road from Route 1 in the Nassau area that loops around to Route 9, people take it to avoid Five Points or as a back road, plus it's there are more houses on the road or whatever. So it is. It also passes over it intersects with the bike path. DelDOT says they've tried to make improvements on that road as it becomes more traveled. Speed limit's been lowered. They tried to mark the sharp curves with lower speeds. I think one press report said it's 25 at the curve. Still no word on how that happened. Two cars, opposite direction at the curve, hit each other. So anyway, that's an update there. Delaware lawmakers are going to reintroduce a bill the beginning of next year to try and allow direct-to-you wine sale. Something that is not allowed typically and generally in Delaware. Although I did have somebody call secretly on the secret squirrel phone line this morning saying that he orders wine in the mail and gets it in Delaware. So I don't know how that's working out. Don't ask, don't tell. So anyway, the Republicans are going to do that. Some environmentalists want to reduce the nautical speed limit out to 90 miles off the coast, 90 nautical miles over the East Coast. Oceana, reading a story here that says Oceana, a nonprofit environmental group, is pushing the federal government for a 10-knot speed limit for boats 35 feet and over. And they want this implemented as soon as possible. Why? They say to protect the endangered right whale. Oceana filed a petition to the Secretary of Commerce last week asking for immediate action. If it goes through, the rule change would cover much of the East Coast out to 90 nautical miles and be in effect from November until May. The rule change was first proposed by NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Organization. Huh. WBOC TV had a story where they quote someone that says it's crazy. I mean, for ships or something like that, but anybody that's with sports fishing or recreational fishing or commercial fishing, it's crazy. Oceana says the safeguards need to be put in place now, and they're asking the federal government to do it. They want boats to slow down. Their theory is they want boats to slow down so that the right whale will breed and recover. Oceana says one of the proven ways to reduce the risk that a whale will be killed by a vessel, whether it's a large ship or a smaller boat, is to slow down. It can reduce the risk of a whale dying by nearly 90%, he says. The WBOC TV story at WBOC.com says fishermen say slowing down and having to spend more time in the water can make their jobs more dangerous, especially at night. Ryan Knapp says if we have 3 or 4 hours to and from a destination to get to and from, and it now takes us 10, 12, 15, 18 hours, the likelihood of something going wrong at sea significantly increases. It puts other people's lives at risk. The Coast Guard, DNR, all those other people and other entities that have to come out there to assist us to save other people's lives. The current 10-knot or lower speed limit only applies to boats 65 feet or larger. Oceana says that's not enough. They want it to be for boats 35 feet. Huh. Of course, a lot of the fishermen who have bigger boats, 35-foot boats, and have to, you know, get it done out there, are saying, we've never even seen a whale, let alone hit one. What do you, you know, the right whale. Anyway. And then the group also says, based on their whatever, they think they know how many in the vastness of the ocean, they think they know that there are only 340 of these whales left. That's what they're claiming. So slow down on the open ocean, apparently, they're trying to say. I don't know. If that affects you if you're a fisherman or you think it's, good or bad, I don't know. You tell me. 302-839-1059. Part of our world today. 8:30, good morning.
In their military alliance, that and more on the next Mike Gallagher Show.
This morning at 9 here on Delaware 105.9.
That's right. Good morning. Great to be with you. Tuesday morning, December 13th, the Dan Gaffney Program. Let's go down my pre-prepared list of potential topics and see what we have not talked about today, okay? And by the way, this means this would be a great time if you want to get in with a comment, question, opinion, topic. It would be a great time to hear from you. 302-839-1059. Phone lines are open for you. Typically slow Tuesday. Dan Gaffney with you. All right, so we got the additional death of Minus Conaway, talked about it. Shipping wine directly to your house, got it. Does the law need to change? Nautical speed limit, okay, mentioned it. Sam Bankman-Fried, the FTX crypto guy, arrested, going to be extradited here. Gas station heroin was my fishing expedition topic of the day. Looking for people that know anything about that TD Red or Zaza Red, you know, supplements of nonsense they're selling. Got the deer butchering story. Oh, by the way, on that topic, here's a text that came in. It's a local listener who said, "Good morning, Dan. I grew up in Western Maryland. My middle school took us on a field trip to a local poultry processing plant where we put on paper hats and aprons. I took a tour through the entire plant from where they hang them alive, going through to get the head cutting off machine, and also where the workers cut open and pull the guts out. All of us kids were fine. I even took a camera and took pictures. Still have the photos. People should know where their food comes from." You know, that's a really great comment. You should know where your food comes from. Go into it, eyes wide open. Make a decision whether you eat it or not. It's all up to you. But, trying to suppress the truth of where it comes from, probably not a good idea. You're on Delaware 105.9. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
They're doing the same thing in the Sound between Hyannis and Nantucket. They want to slow down the fast ferries. They have two ferries. They have a car ferry, which is 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have a fast ferry, which is 1 hour. And they want to slow that down to 10 miles an hour, or 10 knots or less, which would totally wipe it out. I mean, they would have to basically, it would be done.
Wow. Under the theory that we have to do this to save the right whale.
Right. And there has never been. Well, you commented on this, or I think it was you all.
Uh-huh.
The Maine lobstermen, the lobster pot.
Yeah,
same thing. They've had one right whale, did not die, got tangled up in lobster pots. They've never had a right whale sighting in the Sound between Hyannis and Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard ever.
And you know why? It's because the right whale, when they see a boat coming, the right whale turns left. That's all. That's out of the way. Hey, listen, thank you, buddy. It's all serious. These are environmental crazies. Look, we're all for protecting creatures and animals, but you can't do it by endangering human beings' lives and livelihood, I don't think.
Right. You can't shut down the Maine lobstermen. You can't kill the Nantucket fast ferries. I mean, this is a business that has lots of employees. I mean, it's wrong.
I agree, sir. Thank you for your passionate opinion. I appreciate it. Delaware 105.9, you can contribute to the content kitty. Good morning, Loretta.
Hi, Dan. So I just kind of tuned in, and, I say death by 1,000 paper cuts. Every day you hear something that is going to screw up some industry, which is ultimately going to ruin our economy. I mean, and then if you are aware of like global news in the Netherlands, that they want to shut down 3,000 farms. Ugh. And all across Europe. Ooh. And even in our country, it's it's bad to put nitrogen on the farmland. And the nitrogen helps us with the production of our food. And so all these environmentalists, and also how about the cars in Delaware? Like Delaware, made some kind of move that they want to follow whatever California does.
Yeah, it wasn't some kind of move. So, Governor Carney signed us into the that California standard to have electric vehicles only by a certain year and start phasing them in. Dealerships have to sell so many percentage of electric in the next couple of years, you know, et cetera, pushing it whether you like it or not.
So all of this affects, you know, whether and how, like, independent our country will be with providing food to us, with being able to transport, you know, goods. And so they ultimately, they, you know, if you can't travel, you're losing that freedom of traveling. You're going to lose the freedom of being able to feed yourself. And this is all done through these regulatory crazy environmentalists. And it's death by a thousand paper cuts.
Thank you, Loretta. Martin on the nautical speed limit says that's the equivalent to saying that all cars need to slow down to 20 miles an hour to keep from hitting and killing a fox squirrel. Chances are you'll never see a fox squirrel. Yes, the Delmarva fox squirrel. Big trucks only. Let's slow down big trucks to 20 miles an hour. All right. What else? At my chicken plant school trip, I got to wring a few of their necks. All right, next text. Good morning. I'm wondering if any of your other listeners have had a problem receiving their $300 Delaware tax credit. I received mine, but my wife cannot seem to receive hers. She gets the runaround every time she calls. Do you have any clue why? Anybody else getting the runaround? To quote George Carlin, 82% of all species on our 5-billion-year-old planet are extinct. Too bad he was wrong about the age of the Earth. But hey, other than that, RIP, George Carlin. Thanks for your text. 302-839-1059. So what else is on my list here? This is what I was getting to. Direct to you, Weinstein, deer butchering FTX guy arrested. Oh, here we go. Next on my list. I just feel compelled today. I usually have a lot of things on my list of possible topics. I just feel compelled to get through the whole list today. I don't know why. bus service in Washington, D.C. is going to start being free. Interesting idea. Washington, D.C. will permanently offer free bus rides on all routes next summer, and other big cities like Boston and Denver may follow suit, in which could be America's biggest public transportation shakeup in years. And I wonder if DART will follow suit here. You know, when I read things like that, I always wonder if it would have a local effect. According to the Daily Mail, the city of D.C. will expand its transportation services and waive a $2 fare for riders on metro buses within the city limits starting in July of 2023. Council members also agreed to expand bus service to 24 hours on a dozen key downtown routes, benefiting nightlife and service workers who typically had to rely on rideshare to get home after the metro subway and the bus system close at night. That's for all of my D.C. transplants. Have not forgotten, next on my list, Idaho murder update. Is this getting ready to be a cold case? The murder of the four college kids stabbed to death in their sleep? No solid leads have been established. No solid leads. Out there in Moscow, Idaho. The mass murder sparked new safety protocols in that town. It's a college town. Such as walking in packs, over traveling alone. Fears continue. There might be another attack. Parents of victims are speaking out, pleading for the police to do more to solve the case. Local authorities insist they're tracking down leads daily to bring justice to light for the families, the victims. FBI data reveals, get this, FBI data reveals only 54% of homicide cases were solved in 2020, the last year we have a full year record of. And experts say the longer a case gets cold, the less likely it is to find the killer. I don't know if we're on our way to have a cold case there or not. Let's hope not. Delaware 1059, good morning to you.
I caught the end of it when you, good morning, by the way.
Hi.
When you answered the phone, are you talking about the case out in the... Now I'm thinking, remember the case.
Moscow, Idaho? Moscow, Idaho?
Yes.
Well, I am. I just mentioned it. Yeah, I'm wondering if it's going to be a cold case. There's no solid leads.
Well, did you hear yesterday, I heard that there were people in the house.
Yeah, there were two roommates that didn't get killed. They were down the first floor. The people that got killed were on the second and third floor.
So if you're being stabbed, you're screaming. I mean, you've got to be screaming. How is it nobody heard that?
Well, if you're,
that whole thing doesn't make sense to me.
It does to me. If you're on a three-story house and you're in the first floor bedroom with the door closed and asleep, are you going to hear what goes on in the third floor? I don't know.
Well, maybe I'm at that age where I hear everything. I hear the ice cube dropping in the refrigerator. I'm just very up. But that's not why I called you. I called you because.
Plus, if you're by the way, if you're like 19 and a college kid or 20. You got headphones. You got earphones in. You got ear pods.
Ah, never even thought about that.
Yeah, everybody.
And last time the Big 666, you announced where the state of Delaware has been awarded money from a lawsuit. $12 million here, $8 million there.
Uh-huh.
Where'd that money go?
Well, it goes in different places, different pots for different things. I forget which lawsuit you're talking about.
Well, it was... A couple of them this past year, between September and now.
Well, I think, for example, I think we got a bunch of money in a opioid lawsuit against some of the drugstore chains, and they'll go to like various drug programs and interdiction programs, right. Things of that nature.
So, I mean, does any of it come back to the citizen, or is it all just going to a pot to the politicians?
Great question. Does any of it come back to a citizen? Don't know. I haven't heard of any going back to an individual citizen.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I meant to all the citizens, like, you know, you get a tax cut or something or whatever. But I guess that's wishful thinking on my part. All right. Thank you, sir.
That's probably where it should go. The people. I mean, if you really, the government's, you know, by the people and the money comes in, shouldn't it go back to the people directly? Rather than through a program of some sort. Yeah. Good thought. Okay, Idaho murder. Gas station heroin. That's my most disappointing topic of the day. Nobody called about it. Other than to make fun of me. Richmond, Virginia. Did something interesting. Richmond, Virginia. It's been a long process. But... the city of Richmond, which was the capital of the Confederacy for most of the Civil War, removed its last city-owned Confederate statue yesterday, more than 2 years after it started to purge itself of what many saw as painful symbols of racial oppression. And that sort of thing. Efforts to remove the statue of Confederate General A.P. Hill were complicated because the general's remains were also underneath the thing for about 25 years after his death at the end of the Civil War. So anyway, that last one came down. There are others, but these are the last of the city-owned, the government-owned Confederate statues in Richmond. The government of the U.S., next on my little list of potential things to talk about that I didn't talk about, the U.S. Justice Department seized 55 websites yesterday for live streaming World Cup soccer games illegally. They say they were illegally live streaming matches from the World Cup. The websites were shut down after the FIFA World Cup representative identified sites being used to distribute copyright infringing content without the authorization of the people who own the copyright, the soccer world's governing body. The Justice Department did not identify the seized website, but said visitors to the sites would be redirected to another site for additional information. When the government seizes a website, a lot of times you go to it, and there will be a, it'll be blocked by our government in this country, and they'll put up a Justice Department logo or something. And that happened to 55 websites yesterday. Now, GetItHalfOff.com, best bargains of the year on GetItHalfOff.com, countdown to Christmas. Here's how it works. Now, every day we'll debut a holiday half-off deal on some of your favorite gifts for the holidays, and we sell them on our website, GetItHalfOff.com. Now, today's deal is from Benvenuto in Milford. This is a Tuscan-inspired culinary experience designed to make you feel like you're in Italy, and you do when you're there. They're open for lunch Tuesday through Friday, dinner Tuesday through Saturday. Reservations are suggested at Benvenuto. You can also plan special events to be held at Benvenuto. They feature signature cocktails, a huge craft beer selection, of course, an amazing wine list picked to pair with all of their delicious menu offerings, and you can visit them online at benvenuto-restaurant.com. At 9 o'clock, just 9 minutes from now, if you go to getithalfoff.com, we'll have a limited number of $50 gift cards from Benvenuto on sale for half off, just $25. They go on sale in a few minutes, 9 o'clock. Listen again. We'll have a new daily half-off special tomorrow. This is a good deal. And if you give these, you spend them yourself, but if you give them as gifts, it's a full, you know, it says $50 Benvenuto on there. And no one knows you got it to get it half off. I mean, you don't have to tell them you paid half price. You know what I mean? It's just a great deal. GetItHalfOff.com has the Benvenuto certificates in just about 8 minutes. Get ready. Be ready for a debut and hit the website at 9 o'clock and good luck.
Oh, lives here. Delaware 105.9.
Announced this morning from Motor Trend, the 2023 Truck of the Year. 2023 Truck of the Year has been announced, marking the first EV electric vehicle to win the award. The Ford F-150 Lightning has been named by Motor Trend as the Truck of the Year. And Motor Trend is followed by a lot of gearheads, car people, is being the Bible of the industry, if you will. Ford F-150 Lightning, Truck of the Year. We've heard a lot about it. Ford putting all their eggs in that electric vehicle blanket. And there we go. Or basket, rather. Not blanket. You don't put your eggs in a blanket. Put your eggs in a basket. So there you go. Be hearing a lot more about that, I'm sure. They're showing all the cool features on television right now. All right, 302, and I'm looking up to see. That's a four-door with leather interior. That's a sweet-looking truck. Vivid blue. All right, 2023 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. I don't know if you're a Chevy guy or a Toyota truck guy or what, or a Ford. Don't know what you think about the Ford Lightning, but, you know, have to go to a dealer and figure out if you like it or not. Dan, you put your pigs in a blanket, not your eggs. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. The saying is putting all their eggs in one basket. It's the pigs that go in the blanket. All right, enough. Listen, don't forget to download the Forever Radio app. It is a free way to listen to our show when you're not around a radio. There are a lot of streaming services where you can hear Delaware 105.9 WXTE. This is our own. It's called Forever Radio. It's in the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store. Don't forget to tell your smart speaker, too, to play WXDE. Let me know how that goes. If you have an Amazon Echo or a Google Home device, most people do these days, sitting around the house, you know. Try it out. Play WXDE. Let it play. Keep it on for your dog all day. Dogs love talk radio, okay? It keeps your dog company. That's right. That's right. That's what I always say. Leave Delaware 105.9 on in your house all day long for your pets, because they get to hear the sound of a human voice, not just music or something. They get to hear the sound of a human voice. It keeps your dog comfortable. Bruce Mears on the text line. The Ford Lightning cost $100,000. Whoa. They were saying a base is like $52,000, but you probably can't even get one of those. It said on the screen when they were showing it on TV, $52,000. I thought that was incredibly low. That's probably the absolute lowest one. You'll probably never get one at that price, but $100,000 if you want any kind of features in it. Is that what you're saying? Dan, better be careful. The government might shut down that free streaming. Well, let's hope not. Yeah, we're not streaming anything copyright, or that, you know, is wrongfully copyrighted, or whatever. Except for this broadcast is a copyright of Major League Baseball. Thanks for listening. 9 o'clock. Have a great day. Mike Gallagher coming up next, 9 to noon. And then Markley Van Camp and Robbins here at noon to 3. Dana Lash in the afternoon from 3 to 6. Plus, during your busy day, check in with us 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day for the very latest news at the top of every hour and at 31 past breaking news. Always around the clock right here. Delaware 105.9 WXDE. See ya.